Gore.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in Eco Bill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in Eco Bill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in Eco Bill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Golfers Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The latest thing in tile is brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them. For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool. Get the look of brick for the price of tile, as little as $4.99 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Here's Kyle Schwarber batting, and he'll drive one in the air. Deep right field. If it's fair, it's going to be gone. That is a three-run home run.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, 3 home games left. Every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday, Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Day 2 of the Masters, Charlie Hoffman, Sergio Garcia are in the clubhouse at 4 under. Hoffman with a 3 over 75 today. Garcia, a solid 3-under 69. Ricky, Tommy Peters, and Lefty are 3-under. Bill McGirt shot a 73 today. He's 2-under. And Justin Rose is on the course. I think he's on 10 right now, and he's also at 2-under. Master scoring updates are being brought to you by the BMW Championship. Don't miss a shot. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
If I need to reach back or if I need to be at a certain velocity, you know, I feel like I can utilize that. I mean, there's going to be times where you might have a stretch of starts where you don't have your high-end velocity, and that's kind of something that comes along with the 30-start, four-start season.
That's Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta. He'll be a regular on the Bernstein and Goff Show. He was with Dan and Lawrence earlier today. Check out that interview at 670thescore.com. The Cubs open a weekend series in Milwaukee tonight. Brett Anderson will make his Cubs debut against Jimmy Nelson. Pregame starts at 6:35. The White Sox host Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland opposes Phil Hughes. First pitch at 7:10. Right now in baseball, Washington all over Philly, 7-0 in the fifth. Rockies lead the Dodgers 1-0 in the second. A couple finals from earlier today. The Pirates over the Braves 5-4. And it was Detroit with a big lead, then losing the lead, then coming back to beat Boston 6-5. In the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play at Brooklyn tomorrow. Dwayne Wade could be back for that game as the team is currently tied for the seventh spot in the East with Indiana. Miami just a half game back. Tonight, though, Atlanta travels to Cleveland and Miami visits Toronto. In hockey, the Blackhawks close out the regular season tomorrow against the Kings. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Your local Ace offers a hand-picked selection of the best outdoor power equipment. Check out their variety of mowers, blowers, and more from brands like Craftsman and Toro, and let them help you choose the right equipment to tackle any outdoor job. Only at Ace, the helpful place. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home, the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:35, Cubs and Brewers, right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Here's the man who looks to be in top form right now, Charlie Hoffman. Decided the tee to play a little gentle draw. It's his favorite shot.
He was watching it.
Oh,
so are we. Charlie Hoffman.
This is a special round in the making. Special ball striking and special putting.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Let's talk a little golf now on Sports Radio 670, the Bernstein and Goff Show with Lawrence Holmes sitting in for Jason Goff today. We go to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Mark Rolfing is on Twitter, at Mark Rolfing. He is an analyst for NBC and Golf Channel, and he's with us on The Score. Hello, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Lawrence and Dan. How is everybody up in Chicago?
Doing fine and trying to keep tabs on the tournament on the multiple screens where we are. And I have to tell you, just seeing Sergio Garcia playing this confidently at this point, I, as just as a fan, am very hopeful that he remains in contention because it would be a hell of a story.
It would be a great story. You know, he is the best player in the game, I believe, that hasn't won a major championship. You know, he's had a couple of close brushes with it. Here's the problem for Sergio. In the last 30 years, nobody has had a worse scoring average in the third round at Augusta than Sergio Garcia. He has never played well in the third round, and he has got to overcome those demons of Saturday at Augusta. Can he do it? I think he can. The tougher the conditions, I think the better off Sergio is going to be on the weekend.
Mark, that's kind of where I wanted to go. The weather this past week, how have you seen it affect the course and the players?
Every shot is a dangerous shot. And the players in today's modern game just simply don't look at par as being a valuable score anymore, really, on any hole. They're always trying to overpower a golf course, and they're always trying to birdie every hole that they play. Augusta National is just a totally different situation. Every shot out here is a dangerous shot. You saw Rory McIlroy hit a shot that probably was going to be close to the hole at the 18th, and it ricocheted off the flagstick and ended up 30 yards to the right of the green. It's just amazing the things that can happen to you at Augusta National, and you just absolutely have to avoid the big numbers, the the double bogeys, the triple bogeys. Jordan Spieth hasn't been able to do it. He couldn't get past that 12th hole last year. He couldn't get past the 15th hole yesterday. He made a 9 there. Danny Willett, the defending champion, opened with an 8 today on the first hole. You know, the first hole's hard, but it just doesn't seem fathomable without any real out of bounds, without any water, that you can take 8 strokes, but it can happen out here in a heartbeat.
And Charlie Hoffman's so much fun, too. And to see him at 4-under, taking a couple steps back today, just knowing what a great quote he is and how great he is with the media, to have him still involved, too, has got to be fun for people who do what you do.
It is. He's really honest. He's one of our favorites. He tells it like it is. Is he going to be nervous tomorrow? Absolutely, he is. Charlie is a great wind player. He's a little bit of a stocky guy anyway. Got a wide stance. When you watch him putt in the wind, he gets an even wider stance. So he's got a real good base. But he has won the Texas Open in some real heavy winds. He always seems to play terrific in the wind. So it's no surprise to me that he has done well at Augusta National. And he's a pretty oblivious kind of guy. He's not the kind of guy, I don't think, that'll wilt under Masters pressure.
Who's the person at the bottom of the leaders that you think has a legitimate chance to turn this thing around in the next 2 days and find themselves in contention on Sunday?
I still have my eye on Justin Rose. I really, you know, thought at the beginning of the week that Justin Rose had a great chance to win this Masters. I still think he does. He hasn't putted great yet. But, you know, he's the most elegant player, I think, in the game. He reveres history. He just loves everything about the historic part of golf. And that's why doing something like winning the gold medal in the Olympics meant so much to Justin Rose. And I think it really did a lot for his career, probably as much as winning the U.S. Open back in 2013. So when I look down that leaderboard, you know, I see Justin Rose sitting there, but it's interesting to me. You look at what we've been talking about, all the young players and what a great chance some of these young guys had, maybe more than any other year. But in the end, with difficult conditions, you're seeing more guys in their 30s with experience that are holding up than the younger guys right now.
Well, Phil Mickelson always is a force to be reckoned with, even as he is well into middle age at this point, because of his shot making, because of the hands around the greens, and his instinctive knowledge of not just the course, but how his specific game fits the course. And in the next couple days, as the pin placements get a little bit tougher and things start to tighten up, it's always a treat to watch him play.
It's going to be a treat. He's the most creative player in the game. Maybe he and Bubba Watson. Bubba loves to visualize shots and create shots that no other players really can. Something happens to Phil when he drives down Magnolia Lane. He has come to the Masters a number of times and wasn't playing any good at all, and ended up winning a green jacket one time when he was really playing horrible coming into the Masters. So he gets transformed. He just loves the challenge of the creativity. And when Phil gets bored when he plays, you know, right in front of you, straight ahead, holes week after week on the PGA Tour. He loves to create shots. He reminds me of a kid going to the driving range, a 6 or 7 year old that, you know, after 7 or 8 shots, he'll be standing on one leg trying to hit it, or putting one hand behind his back, or closing his eyes. Phil just loves to do something that creates more of a challenge, and that happens really on every shot at Augusta.
As long as that 6-year-old is betting somebody $20,000 a hole, I can probably, if he's standing there trying to say, I bet you I can't hit this standing on one leg, then we've got the apt comparison there.
Well, we do. The thing about Phil is, if he's going to win another major championship in his career, I think it will be the Masters. You know, later in his career, he just simply hasn't driven the ball straight enough. At other tournaments, and particularly at other major championships, and this is the one major where he can get away with some crooked driving. You know, there are some holes you really have to drive the ball well, but he can get away with some crooked drives here. And I still think if he's going to win another major, it's likely to be the Masters.
Mark, I know that you're a man in the know. I routinely run up and down 63rd Street where the new Tiger Woods golf course is going to be. What's the latest on getting everything done that you guys want to get done?
We are almost at the end of feasibility and analysis and permitting, and most importantly, getting feedback from the community. As you've heard, it really is a restoration of two golf courses that are already there right now. But those courses really haven't been touched in over a century. And regardless of whether Tiger Woods was going to be involved or Barack Obama or Mark Rolfing or anybody like that, it was time to fix up those golf courses. And that's basically what we're going to do. And while we're doing it, we're hopefully going to create not only a great experience for the local golfers that play there, but also a venue worthy of hosting a big championship that could come to that part of town, and most importantly, connect the two courses going right under Lakeshore Drive there, and give people access to the lakefront from that community, I think is another real bonus of what's going to happen through this project.
If everything works out and everything comes out to the highest ranges of outcome, when you say a championship, what level tournament, what are we talking about where you could be in the running for?
Well, I think the BMW Championship will be there in 2021. I don't see anything yet on the horizon that's going to slow the schedule down that would cause that to not happen. The Western Golf Association is one of our original partners in the arrangement. With the Obama Library Presidential Center going in on the course, could I see a President's Cup there someday, maybe a decade down the road? Absolutely I could. But more important than that, there are going to be programs created even starting as soon as this summer. There's going to be a WGA caddy program out of Jackson Park for the first time. And people are going to be able to take caddies and not pay for them because it's going to be subsidized by the WGA. And we're going to help teach kids to learn how to caddy, to get involved in the game of golf, create jobs there. And so much of what's going to happen there, I believe, is going to be a model for the future of urban golf anywhere in America. And when all
Mark,
is said,
thank you. We are up against a master's report of our own, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
All right, guys. Thanks very much. It's going to be a great week.
Thank you very much.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Thomas Peters from Belgium made some noise late last year. He was fourth at the Olympic tournament in Rio, and he went 4-1 at the Ryder Cup as a captain's pick, the best record for a European rookie in that event's history. Peters now making his first Masters appearance, and he's not intimidated here.
Thomas Peters a chance to make it a three-way tie for the lead. 4 feet for birdie, and he's made it. The Belgian, 4-under now, tied with Hoffman and Garcia. Eagle birdie through 13 and 14 for Thomas Peters.
Brian Katrick with the call. Peters playing in only his third career major. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the 2017 Masters on Westwood One.
Over 90% of all Fortune 500 companies share one thing in common. You can find a Varidesk on their desks. Here's why. Research says sitting is the new smoking. But people who stand more and sit less say their back feels better and that they're more productive. Varidesk is crafted to last a lifetime. It's height adjustable and there's no assembly. All the details are at Varidesk.com. V-A-R-I-Desk.com. The original Varidesk. Join the movement.
Augusta, 1997. Tiger Woods begins his first Masters as a professional. As the gallery grows to see the young phenom play, he takes the lead in round two and never looks back, turning in one of the greatest Masters performances ever. Rolex is and always will be a part of golf and is proud to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Tiger Woods' first Masters victory.
Let's check the leaderboard brought to you by Varidesk. Stand more and sit less. Be healthier and feel better with the original Varidesk. Charlie Hoffman, Sergio Garcia, and Peters at 4-under, but Peters isn't done. Now playing hole number 15. Hoffman and Garcia in the clubhouse. Garcia, 69.
Hoffman a 3 over 75 after his 65 in the first round. Ricky Fowler's at 3 under par, minus 4 for the round through 12 holes. Phil Mickelson also at 3 under. He just had a birdie at 10. He's 2 under today. Fred Couples, 5 top 20 finishes at the Masters since he turned 50. He's now 57, the 1992 Masters champion in contention here in round 2. He's 2 under overall, 3 under today through 13 holes. Also at 2 under, William McGirt and Justin Rose. Ryan Moore, John Rahm at 1 under par. Jordan Spieth even through 11, plus 3 for the tournament. Projected cut at plus 6. Some of the notables on the outside: Danny Willett, Bubba Watson, and Henrik Stenson. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emrick, Westwood One Sports.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Opportunity. This is a chance for you to get incredible savings on all the mattresses in stock, including the floor models. We're talking truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off their floor models. They have to make room for the next generation of sleep products. But here's the deal. This opportunity only lasts as long as the mattresses are in stock. Once they're gone, they're gone. That means you need to get in there this weekend and take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Plus, you can sleep interest-free until 2022. You go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you and get in there and let the sleep experts help you out. Listen, there's a reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep. They have the absolutely best brands. They have the best prices, and right now those prices are even more incredible, and they have the sleep experts. What they'll do is they'll walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. So take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at Mattress Firm. Get in there and take advantage of all the great products they have and save yourself a lot of money. And Mattress Firm, again, will help you find the mattress that you need to have the very best night's sleep for the rest and the duration of that mattress. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
The latest thing in tile is Brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them. For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool, get the look of Brick for the price of tile, as little as $4.99 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S.
car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
There's a drive. Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's the Burstein and Goff Show, live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. What are we down at, 9-10? We had a bunch of qualifiers here who had won the opportunity to put their name in a hopper to be selected to win a pair of Cubs season tickets. And about an hour and 20 minutes from now, we're going to actually be down to the final two, and we will be technically drawing the loser and leaving the one left to be our lucky winner.
I like that a lot of the people who've lost haven't left.
I know.
There's still some of them here hanging out, listening to the show, and waiting to see who wins it so they can rob them in the parking lot.
Or they're cutting deals. You know, who knows what could be going
on. That's a good point.
Where it's possible there could be some horse trading going on, with saying, like, if this happens, you get these games, and I'll get these games, and I'll get you. Because I hadn't really thought of that. That it's going to be an asset. And at some point, somebody's going to have the asset. And my guess is, if people are smart, maybe they're already sort of hedging bets, as it were.
I was talking with Joe earlier this week, Joe Strowski, who hosts Hit and Run. And during the national championship, one of his friends had bet Gonzaga to win, and I think that at the time that he made the bet, it was like 70-1.
Ooh.
So he had the chance, I think it was a $100 bet, he had the chance to win $7,000, okay? So Joe said to him, you should probably hedge. You know, bet North Carolina tonight and know that you're going to walk away with something, instead of placing all of your hopes for this big windfall on Gonzaga to win the whole thing.
It's good business.
It is. I mean, Joe is kind of a genius at betting. And through the first half, he had not done it. Of that dog game, he had not done it. And I guess in the second half, he actually did hedge the bet. And thank goodness, because he would have lost an opportunity to make money because he was unwilling to just give up the fact that he had bet to try to win this $7,000.
Well, it's also possible that people are hanging around just because the food and drink here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is great. There's all kinds of specials available. You know, tomorrow, even if you saw it up at the front, they've got that Chris Bryant jersey. They're going to be giving that away tomorrow at 8 p.m. before everybody watches the UFC fight here.
So. Yeah, Daniel Cormier has been kind of a thing where Daniel Cormier was overweight. I think that he weighed in. He's supposed to weigh in at 205. He weighed in at 206.2. So, you know, they customarily give you an hour to get your weight down, and then you go get on the treadmill or get in a sauna or something like that. You come back and you may weigh, especially with a pound. A pound's not that much to cut.
That's 20 minutes in the steam room.
Right. Well, apparently he did it in like 2 minutes. And everyone's sitting there going, how did he do that in 2 minutes?
Like cut his hand off or something?
That's what everyone is trying to figure
Maybe
out.
Maybe he really had to pee.
It's possible that that's what happened, and there was a lot of liquid. There's also people wondering if there were shenanigans, some sort of shenanigans involved. I was wondering if, like, I didn't see it, if he stepped on the scale and he was holding a towel and still had on his boxers or whatever, and then was like, get rid of this towel and let's take off my drawers and I will make weight. But it is a it's a thing that people are talking about amongst themselves of UFC fans. But they will have the fight here at Real Time Sports tomorrow. You can watch him take on Johnson tomorrow, and then everyone will wait for him and John Bones Jones, who posted a picture of himself naked today on Instagram.
It's so funny you say
that. I think mocking Daniel Cormier.
I was just about to tell a story because one of my college friends who grew up in right on the edge of Brooklyn and Queens, he was a high school wrestler and a pretty good one. And he told stories about this one guy who was the city champ who, no matter what, always would walk into the weigh-in completely naked.
Even if he was at weight, didn't matter
because he was so intimidating in all respects that the guy would just come swaggering in to the weigh-in and everybody like, oh my god, like he said that he'd win his match right there half the time.
Should that be allowed?
I don't know if it is anymore, but that's how it was then.
It reminds me of the stories that I would hear, like from Terry or Brian Hanley, where they're like, "Yeah, when
swimming,
yes." Like, why was that allowed? Like, why wasn't there a parent that's like, you know what?
Maybe we should rethink this.
Yeah,
right.
Perhaps my son can wear his trunks. That would probably be a good idea.
The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Cabela's. Cubs take on the Brewers. The White Sox play Minnesota. The Chicago baseball schedule is brought to you by Cabela's. Cabela's Fishing Classic, new products, amazing deals. Your one stop before the water. Get 25% off all Rapala tools, lures, and tackle bags in store and online at Cabela's.com. They got a lot more money at Cabela's and Rapala.
Scoreboard update.
More Rapalas on trees throughout Wisconsin and Canada than anybody else.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday, Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Day two of the Masters and lots of scoring recently. Sergio Garcia, Charlie Hoffman are in the clubhouse at 4-under. Sergio with a 3-under 69 today. Hoffman a 3-over 75. On the course, Thomas Peters and Ricky Fowler are both 4-under as well. Ricky is 5-under today through 13. Thomas Peters 4-under, and he's through 14. Lefty just dropped a stroke, and he's tied with three others at 2-under. Lefty is through 11 right now. Bill McGirt in the clubhouse. He shot a 1-over 73 to finish his round today. He's 2-under overall. Fred Couples is 2-under through 13, and Justin Rose also 2-under through 10 right now. But your leaders on the course, Thomas Peters and Ricky Fowler at 4-under. In the clubhouse, Sergio Garcia, Charlie Hoffman also at 4-under. This Masters score update is brought to you by Lake Lawn Resort, now offering their Masters special of $39 for 18 holes in a cart. Call 800-338-5252.
Pre-game side is used for is to get your body and your arm ready for the game. You know, my no-hitter in L.A. was probably my worst pre-game side I've ever had. And the ability to be in the place mentally where you don't let that affect you going into the game.
That's Cubs starting pitcher Jake Arrieta. He'll be a regular on Bernstein and Goff. You can hear that interview that Lawrence and Dan had with him earlier today right there at 670thescore.com. The Cubs open a weekend series in Milwaukee tonight. Brett Anderson, he makes his Cubs debut against Jimmy Nelson. Pregame starts at 6:35. The White Sox host Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland opposes Phil Hughes. First pitch at 7:10. Right now in baseball, Washington all over Philly, 7-0 in the sixth. Rockies and Dodgers are tied at 1 in the fourth. Couple finals for you. Pirates 5, Atlanta 4. And it was Detroit over Boston 6-5. NBA, Bulls are off today. They play at Brooklyn tomorrow. Dwayne Wade could be back for that game, as the team is currently tied for 7th in the East with Indiana. Miami just a half game back. Tonight, though, Atlanta travels to Cleveland. Miami visits Toronto. In hockey, the Blackhawks close out their regular season tomorrow against the Kings. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune in to the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag live bright. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs take on the Brewers right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Two is greater than one. And right,
the latest thing in tile is Brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look Tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them.
For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool. Get the look of brick for the price of tile. As little as $4.99 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thinking of him as a young buck. He's already 28 years old. He tied in 2014 alone in one season. He was fifth in the Masters, second in the U.S. Open, second in the British, and third in the PGA.
Is that Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 28 already. So I think it's easy to say that Sergio Garcia is the most accomplished player to never win a major. Or most decorated, whatever you want to say. Is he the best, though? Could you argue that Ricky Fowler's the best player to, right now, currently, to not win one?
With those top five finishes, I mean, that's... It's hard to kind of turn your nose and go, no. And you're right. We kind of have him as perpetually young because it's the bright colors and the crazy hats.
And he looks younger than 28.
There's no doubt about it, especially when he's not rocking that weird facial hair that he sometimes does. But yeah, I think that an argument could be made for that.
He's currently 4 under. So it's another storyline that you can add there if he's finally able to erase that check mark. Hasn't won a major. Well, he came off of that's a frustrating year. I mean, it's a very lucrative year, but that's still a very, very frustrating year. I want to get into something, too, about, and I guess I heard some very strong discussion on the midday show with Spiegel and Parkins talking about it. Did you watch any of the Bulls last night?
Yes.
See, I was following, I was doing a bunch of stuff, and I was following via Twitter, and I did not want to have to watch the Bulls, but anytime it got to within like an 8-point lead, I flipped it back on, and then I was pleased that they could tell me to leave, because that's just not a basketball game I want to watch at all. Did you see the comment from Jimmy Butler about, like, of course I knew I was that close to a triple-double. You know, you're rolling your eyes. But players know, and especially Jimmy.
Jimmy knows what's going on with everybody's points and rebounds and assists. He's a big fan of that. Jimmy's new in town. I was watching that game. I was hate watching that game. I was sitting there, and I knew that there was
other... I couldn't even get to that.
There was other stuff that I wanted to do. There was other stuff that I wanted to watch. And I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this game. But I know that I have to watch this game. That's where I'm at with the Bulls. Like, I'm so, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get over it. I'm trying hard, Dan, to figure out how to let it go that I'm upset at their invasion of my early spring sports
they
world.
They should have had the common decency to have gone away already.
Go away. But they won't. They're still here. And...
You know what it is? It's resentment.
That's what it is. It's a good call.
It's resentment. It's you resent the fact that any of your, whatever you want to call it, your professional radar screen has to be devoted to them. Because that's one of those times, you always get this question from people, as I do too. Do you ever get tired of watching sports? Do you ever not want to watch sports? And for the most part, the answer is no. That I watch when I'm lucky that I get to combine doing what I want to do and what constitutes work. But every once in a while, you get some. I would say that this is one of those cases when watching this Bulls team this year where I could answer yes. Where I could answer absolutely. There's a time where I just wouldn't want to even have to be responsible for some possibilities. Now, like I say, I watched only conditionally. I didn't find reason to have to watch most of the game unless it was close and there could be an unexpected outcome.
Well, and there wasn't much going on either last night. It's just like, oh, like my eyes, you know, like... I got to watch this, and I got to hear about, well, you know, Dwayne Wade is going to come back earlier than we expected him to come back. And then there's that. And it's like, I've had enough of this because this is going. And that's where I think the resentment comes from, is that if you really did feel like they had a chance, even if they were big time underdogs, but you thought, well, this is a team that at the end of the season is moving in a direction that makes you feel like they might be worthy of an upset and a great story. There's nothing but a dark cloud and sadness around the Bulls as an organization for me. Now, it could be different for other people, but for me, that's what it is. It is laborious. Like, you're sitting there, and I'm sitting there with Mel last night, and I'm like, she doesn't know why I'm watching it. I'm like, it couldn't even be a sexy team. Like, if you're saying to me that the Bulls are on, and like a couple weeks ago, where it's Cleveland, for example, okay, I can feign excitement over watching great players.
That's a Sixers D League team too.
That's my point. That not only are you stuck watching a bad Bulls team, you're also stuck watching a rotten Sixers team, and it's polluting your sports eyes.
We got some texts rolling in here that says, there is no way high school coaches or parents allowed a child to openly walk around naked at a school-sanctioned event. It was the weigh-in. The 847 says, you can't weigh in naked anymore in high school as of 5 to 10 years ago. Okay, so I guess at one point you could then. And then the 773 says, everybody weighed in naked in high school wrestling. Okay, I was just telling you the story that this is 30 years ago. This was in New York 30 years ago, and how it was notable for one particular guy to stroll in naked every time. I don't know what their rules were. I'm not speaking to any of that. I can't fight it out between texters, but I guess there was a time in some places where that was okay.
It just seems weird.
I agree.
It also seems, well, I mean, I get it. Like, oh, I'm going to intimidate him. I don't know if I would feel intimidated. You know, I don't know if that would be intimidating to me. But like, oh, all right. So you like to be naked.
Now, apparently with this guy, it was all around intimidating. It's like, as a human being, you've apparently felt inadequate.
But again, I don't know if I would feel intimidated by that. I just feel like this guy's weird. It's like, put some clothes
What's
on.
Your deal?
Get away from me. Maybe that's what it was.
We've covered a lot on this show today. We had a lot of baseball talk with Jake Arrieta early on, and Darren Willman of StatCast, who is, you talk about cool jobs with that guy, doing research and development for MLB and Advanced Media and StatCast. David Haw talked about the Illinois story at 3, and we had Mark Rolfing on talking golf too. So I don't know if there's something you want to hit, because something before the weekend, you never, when you do what we do, you never want to finish a Friday show thinking, oh, man, I wanted to say that before the weekend.
Well, I do want to let people know that if they miss the Jake Arrieta interview, we're going to replay it at 5.
Cool. They're going to tighten it up like we do with Joe Madden,
yeah,
and trim some of the fat.
So, okay. And there's some good stuff in there. Like, you know, there's some dense baseball stuff in there. And I like it. I like hearing from the particulars about it. And you and Lynn had a conversation about that earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week, that I really enjoy, and it's still something that I'm trying to navigate as a talk show host, of how dense the conversation can be, how much people want in their broadcast every game to connect them to some of the new numbers and whatnot.
Well, and also the thought process of some players. See, Jake is a lot of athletes aren't good at talking about what they do. Jake is. So I think as we have him on every other week, the tone and feel of that is going to be perhaps different than when we talked to Chris Bryant, because I mean, we had fun with him. That was lighter and wide ranging and fun. We'll do some of that with both of these guys as these interview relationships evolve.
I feel like you could probably get there with Chris Bryant too, especially after reading the Verducci piece. It's clear that he is a heavy thinker.
However, some guys who are don't like to talk about it publicly. Even if in the cage, when he's working with coaches or working with his dad or just working with himself, his internal monologue and or what he's thinking, the data that he's looking at, it doesn't always mean they want to make it a part of what they do publicly, but we'll try.
That's why I thought the prank that was played on him with Maddox was so great.
See, I didn't... the reaction to it, it just didn't seem that... The premise was great, and I thought it could have been great. I just didn't think it delivered as something...
Oh, it was great. Because you have Bryant go, do you want me to sign the bat for you?
Right.
And Max is like, no. I'm a Hall of Famer. I don't want your stupid bat. Child.
See, did you see the Japanese one that was so much better?
No.
They had Japanese youth players, like a couple of travel teams. They looked to be around 11 or 12, I think, maybe a little older. And they had a pro player dressed up as an elderly man. It was more of an Uncle Drew kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a recognized, famous Japanese league player. And you can find it. And he starts striking out kids. And he had just sort of walked over there. He was like this shambling old man and just asked, like, do you mind if I throw a few? I used to be a pitcher back in the day. And the coach was like, all right, sure.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, and then he's just dealing.
Well, it's the opposite of the prank that Bryant played on, I think it was Mesa Community College last year, where I think he put on a mustache or something. And they were like, yeah, we just got this transfer in. And they sent him out to the cage, and he's hitting, and the kids are all, the sound, right?
Sure.
Like, and they're all like,
an aluminum bat, though.
And they're all
right?
Like, oh no, like, what was that? Like, what's this new? And they're talking to him like, yeah, so where'd you play? Oh, I was playing overseas, a military family, blah 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 blah. And then someone was like, I think that might be Chris Bryant.
Oh, so that ruins it.
Well, as he's hitting,
okay,
they're like, that might be Chris Bryant. And then everyone started to crowd the cage and was watching him hit. And they were so excited.
Was he using an aluminum bat?
I think it was still a wooden bat, but I got to go back and look at it. I know that it was brilliant. It was great. He had a lot of fun. So to me, the Maddox thing was the perfect payback for him. And it's just like, you still want me to sign the bat? No,
come on,
moron.
Come on.
I don't want you to sign the bat.
I think he's good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, he's got HOF
after his signature,
which makes it worth a little bit.
They fly his flag at your ballpark. Yeah. He doesn't want your dumbass bat.
If you missed the Jake Arrieta interview, the first of many he's going to do this baseball season, you will want to hear it. We're going to edit it for clarity and time and re-air it for you at the top of the hour. Some very, very cool stuff in his first appearance with us today. He's going to be a regular on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Monday, 670 The Score is your headquarters for the Cubs home opener.
It's got a chance! Grand slam!
Miss our day-long party. We're welcoming the world champion Cubs back to Wrigley with all of our shows. Don't miss a minute of the celebration.
Unbelievable atmosphere.
As the Cubs defend their title at Wrigley for the first time this year.
Listen to this crowd.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Cubs.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Post your job to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly, you can screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, you get the chance to post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. so beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by Hum by Verizon. The Cubs are taking on the Brewers, and the White Sox play Minnesota. The Chicago Baseball...
There's a drive! Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
The latest thing in tile is Brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them. For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool, get the look of Brick for the price of tile, as little as $4.99 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with Valspar Paint and Primer, starting at a new lower price of $19.98. And add color outdoors with $5 for $5 Select Pine Annuals. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5-1. Annual offer valid 4-5 through 4-10. While supplies last. Color and selection vary by location. U.S. stores excluding Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016 Nielsen certified data network score.
CBS Tuesday. Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Brought to you
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and Goff Show from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. An hour from now, we will be determining the winner of the pair of Cubs season tickets here on site, one of our absolute favorite places. So you want to get your weekend started, coming out and hang out with us as you get off of work.
Dan, can I share something very petty with you?
Oh, I like things that are very petty.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's kind of a good petty, though.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you heard, but...
So, Richard or Tom instead of Lori, perhaps.
Wow. You're the worst person ever.
I went three deep.
That was pretty good. I don't know if you heard, but Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn broke up.
Oh, no.
So, their romance is over. At least for now. You know, you never know. It could end up being rekindled at some point. The Tribune had a very interesting online headline, and I'm gonna give props to Amanda Kashubi. I don't know if she's the one who did it, but I just want to give her props.
Okay.
Because it seems like something that she would do. Now, there's a couple different things here, but I'll just give you the headline. There is a picture of the two of them. So you see them both, and the headline reads, actress Olivia Munn and boyfriend break up, according to reports.
Wow.
Shame.
Wow. Actress and boyfriend. And there's a picture.
And there's a picture of the two of them together. He's in a tuxedo. And now there's a couple things. There are a lot of women who have been saying it's time to start naming women instead of, here's Mitch Unrein's wife,
right?
For example,
right. So they're not looked at as either secondary or property.
So I think that it wins in that regard, where the story is about Olivia Munn, but also because the level of petty of the Midwestern newspaper of record decided that they were going to be like, yeah, you know what? We're not even going to put your name on the headline. We're going to be that petty and not even put you. I love it.
Yeah, I remember the outcry over Mitch Unrein's wife.
Corey Cogdale is her name.
Who is the shooter, the trap
the medalist.
Shooting medalist. And most of the headlines and stories simply referred to her as the wife of a Chicago Bear, when one could make the argument that her accomplishments in her sport far outweigh those of her husband and his.
He is the husband of an Olympic medalist.
Right.
You know? So I think that it's a win-win here for the Tribune. But it just made me chuckle. And I think I showed it to Mitch. And he was like, ah, that was pretty good. Yes, that is quality pettiness from the Chicago Tribune. So I am putting that all on my friend Amanda Kashubi, because that seems like something that she would do. Not that she's petty, but she's clever.
Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The Cubs are taking on the Brewers. White Sox play Minnesota. And Chicago Baseball schedule is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. You are going to hear from Jake Arrieta. He was terrific today. And if you missed it, if you're just getting in your car and you haven't heard this stuff long form, you're going to want to. So do next on The Score.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans, don't miss Hit and Run. 3 hours of Chicago baseball talk every Sunday from 9 to noon, starring Barry Rosner and Joe Ostrowski on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, presented by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
The latest thing in tile is Brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them. For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool, get the look of Brick for the price of tile, as little as $4.99 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with Valspar Paint and Primer, starting at a new lower price of $19.98. And add color outdoors with 5 for $5 Select Pint Annuals. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5-1. Annual offer valid 4-5 through 4-10. While supplies last. Color and selection vary by location. U.S. stores excluding Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last.